Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Chode House. This is episode 4. With you is Ethan, D, and Snow. Thank you for listening in. We've got some good shit to talk about tonight. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So, I'll get right into it, guys.
Yep.
I watched...
Sand it.
Do you like calamari? Is that, that's what we're talking about, right? You said calamari, calamari experience, I think is the
is
new...
It, yeah,
I've had calamari before.
It's a new it's a new escape experience. It's called calamari escape. The calamari escape experience.
Squid Game.
Sure, if you want to call it that. Some people call it that.
Oh, it's a Netflix show.
Go back to calamari. But yeah, Squid Game. I watched it in its entirety, and I did this. While I was supposed to be working, so allegedly, I was working, and so I just kind of had it on, and you know, I mean, how it is. Sometimes, you know, I'll put the TV on or something while I'm working, just have something going on in the background. But I mean, you know, I watched the majority of it and worked. If anyone I know is listening, I worked those 2 days solid.
Oh. Like a madman.
Just constant.
I got more done in my divided attention than you probably did in the week. So just keep
what'd you think of it? Because I've only watched 3 episodes. I need to finish it. I'll try not to
spoil anything. I'm just going to lay out the premise. Because D hasn't seen it. Right? You haven't seen any
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, I'm ignorant as hell on it. All I know is it's some weird show about a game. But apparently it's
Squid Game.
Captivating to a lot of folks, so send it.
The story is good. it's a South Korean film, which actually, you know, it coming out now. I had seen another Korean film, you know, pretty similar, but it looked like it was shot from like a phone, like it was a home movie or something.
And I think footage? Was it one of those like a horror movie where they did found footage?
I think it came out of North Korea.
I hate that. Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Uh-oh.
Was it a documentary of someone trying to escape?
it was on Facebook Live. I don't know.
It was an Instagram story.
Yeah, it was real on Instagram. the premise, sure, is good, but it looked
acting
so
was
kind of
bad. The death scene was just, it wasn't just, they need to do better. The squibs did not look real.
It was, unbelievable. I felt nothing.
I want to interject. So for Squid Game, one thing I noticed, I want to say real quick, it's not about the plot. It's just about it being, I guess, not an American film. And I'm by far not an art critic.
So is it a film or is it a show?
It is a show. It's 7 or 9 episodes. It's an odd number.
Okay.
I'll say cinema then, because you're right. It's not a film. One thing I like about it, and this isn't me shitting on Hollywood. Hollywood puts out great movies and absolute dog shit movies too. I'm not an international film buff or anything, but I will say that, and I haven't finished it yet, but I like the willingness, like in general, from what I've seen of some Asian cinema, like Japanese and South Korean mainly, it's willing to do stuff differently. Like it still has plot tropes, right? But sure. it doesn't, I guess because maybe it's culturally different. The tropes don't seem familiar to me. Like in Hollywood, for example, you would know exactly how this show would pan out once you'd watch 30 minutes of the first episode. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the way they did it, while it's still predictable in several places, it has a different pacing to it, and it takes some turns that Hollywood would not do.
Oh, baby.
Anyways, I appreciate that about it.
Just wait.
So, bring me...
We'll just wait till the last episode.
Bring it back. What's the premise of this? Because I'm completely
ignorant.
Go ahead,
Ethan. Go ahead.
So yeah, similar to any communist country, this is set up where, you know, you have like this ruling class that brings in. Wait, okay, I'll get away from politics, guys. Okay,
Yeah, that's not the plot at all. Let's, no, let's that's reel not it in. Plot there you go.
you had me. I was like, yeah.
The setup is very high level. This group of people, is 496 people, are playing games for a large amount of money.
Yep.
Now, the catch is, of course, that when they play these games, if they lose, they die.
I think they do a brilliant job. What they say specifically, they are very lawyerly about it. They sign a contract. It's voluntary. Let's say that too. You're not forced into this game, right? It's entirely voluntary. And the rules you sign say if you break the rules or refuse to play, you are eliminated from the game. It does not say killed. You are killed. But what they say
is it like is at the top we define elimination as immediate death. Right.
No, they don't go that far. But I did find that's one of the things interesting about it is you can actually, and the final rule is if the majority wants to quit, the game's quit, and that's used as a plot device. I thought it was going to be kind of like Saw, right? I don't know if you thought that too, Ethan, but I was kind of going into it like,
yeah, I did too.
Yeah, it's going to be abduction. They're forced to play for some sick person's amusement. And that is true. The people doing it are sick fucks, but it's voluntary. The people that are there are massively in debt. The people that are playing it, they're all, they owe millions of American dollars to loan sharks, to banks. And like Ethan said, the premise is, and they openly say it, the game organizers are like, you can leave, you can quit. Well, all we're offering you here is a chance to win money and get your life back. As long as you play by the rules, you will walk out of here alive, and you will have, you know, millions and millions of dollars to your name.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. Yep. And so another thing is, so each, the 496, they have like an allotted sum, right, that they start out with. And let's say, there's not necessarily just one winner. There could be multiple winners. There starts out like a pot of money. And let's say all 496 won. They made it all the way to the end. There's like six games. They make it all the way to the end. That pot of money would be divided between all 496. Now, since, you know, people, a lot of folks, you know, won't be making it. I mean, I'm not giving away anything. You kind of know that going in. Some people are going
to
die.
Is it like Hunger Games? It's like, is the point to kill other players? Like,
no.
Sorry, eliminate them?
No, not really. Not really. Now
the point is to play the game.
Now there are ways that you could play the game that you would be benefiting off of someone else's death. I will say that, but that just depends on how you play the game. But we, you know, so it's kind of set up. I guess it is kind of like Hunger Games, but it's kind of like you're not fighting each other. Oh, another thing I will say that, and this is, I don't think this is giving away too much, is that all the games are like, they're like kids' games.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's like a dodgeball and shit.
Well, not kind like they, I not that game specifically. So imagine the game, instead of being like Hunger Games, the reason I don't think it's like that is like the games, for example, I'm making this one up so I don't give away a plot, but say you have a deck of cards and I turn over a card. If it's red, you have to put your hand on the card. If it's blue, or if it's black, sorry, you have to do nothing. And that's the rules, right? That's the rules of the game. And so I'm turning over. If it's a red card and you put your hand down, great. Black card, you don't do anything, great. Now, if you mess up, if this was a game I was playing with you, D, and you mess up, maybe I owe you a dollar, right? In Squid Game, if you put your hand down when you're not supposed to, your head gets blown off.
Oh.
But that's...
By who?
You know, well, by various things, people, objects.
The computer.
Computer.
No,
the computer blows your head up.
It's not like a bomb in the head. I don't want to give away a lot. So, but that's the example of it. They're very normal games, like Ethan's saying. Okay. It's not like Hunger Games in the sense of you're surviving and you have to eat and get food. You're literally just playing games.
A bunch of maniacs in debt playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
That's
kind of what it feels like.
A disguised version of Russian roulette. Yeah.
Right.
And also like, and the key differentiator again, they can leave. They are not they hostage. Can
leave. That is a big.
So they can leave. Do they leave worse off?
They can't leave during a game. So if you start a game, you that's a rule they stipulate. You must finish. If you started a game, you must play, or you will be eliminated.
Okay.
So, but between games, because they are kept in a place. They are allowed to sleep and eat and stuff. That you can leave, and that's a heavy plot device. And the runners of the game deflect criticism from all the people, like, "Oh, you're evil," and they're like, "You can walk away right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Won't leave. Go ahead."
Nothing happens to them.
No, and some people do, and nothing happens to them.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's very unique in that regard.
It is unique.
We're getting into the people can't, it's greed.
Yeah. Greed is a big plot device too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only like greed, people in the game, trying to get the money. At that point in time, it's not so much, greed that's I don't know if it's greed that's still driving them. Because if they're in a lot of debt, either they made some bad choices, or maybe they were greedy and that would be a bad choice. But maybe they just had a run of bad luck, like maybe they just didn't get a fair shake.
That's another thing I liked. I don't know if you felt the same, Ethan. Not all the characters, you didn't feel bad or you didn't, you felt bad for some of the characters, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
like
sure.
I wasn't rooting for, like some of them were genuinely bad luck. There were plenty that they made a good example of showing they're there because they're greedy. They're stupid.
Pieces of shit.
They get in. Yeah, they're pieces of shit. Like there's like a Yakuza kind of guy. He's a piece of shit.
Okay.
Like
there
are some people there that you absolutely don't care if they die. But then there are people there who have families and they're just they got fired from their job, no fault of their own. They're trying to provide for their little girl and their wife. They're in debt and now they're in this game. They're not bad people, but there's one of the characters makes a point of trying to convince everyone that they shouldn't leave. They should keep playing. And someone's like, "Well, we're going to die if we stay here or something." And she's like, "Well, what's going to happen if we go out there? We have nowhere." Like she had nowhere to go to. She was homeless, I think, or almost homeless. She's like, "What's going to, it's hell out there too. I'm in debt, $400
million.
That's the
key. Get everybody else to quit."
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's not explored really, but I guess if you could somehow mind control everyone and get them to quit,
you'd still have to play the game.
Yeah, you'd be the only one. You have to complete the games. You don't. So if you're maybe we weren't clear. That is a plot device too. So if everyone did quit like game three, right?
Yeah.
You still have to beat the other three games. You don't win if you're the last one standing.
Who do you play against? If there ain't nobody, no one else.
Well, you don't play against anybody.
Yeah, you're not playing against the other players necessarily.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's rigged. Yeah. Now I'm on the side of the people saying it's rigged.
It's fair. Yeah, I don't really think it's rigged. Like, is it hard? Yes. Are the odds stacked 1,000,001 against you? I don't want to give away any of the games. They're not
rigged game.
They are just extremely difficult. Like extremely. Like it's lawyer mode, man. Like seriously. Like the example I gave. I'll go hardcore on it. So the card example that I made up, right? What a more accurate representation of how the games work in the show is instead of just putting your hand on a red card or not putting your hand on a black card. Let's say on the red card, you have to put your hand where your pinky is precisely 33.6% on the card,
right?
I'm like, you have to be precise is my point, right? Instead of just, because a lot of the games are about precision. They're not just about do X, Y, or Z. They're exactly how we tell you to do it. Like I said, it's lawyer mode. So it's not, doing it halfway.
Simon didn't say.
Enough. Right. Well, that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
you have to
God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Simon no says question. would actually probably fit really well in the show.
I hated that game.
Maybe that's season two. They start off with Simon Says, followed up with a Red
Simon Says.
Red Rover.
It's a good show though. I think one of the cool things about it as far as like a thought exercise, is I could almost see something like this happening. Like, almost. Compared to like Hunger
Pretty
Games.
Soon.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if you're willing to, if you had a country or a government, jokes aside, that was willing to fully suspend morals, like fully, and let people sign up for this. Because currently, the way the legal system works, at least in America, and I think it applies, based on a YouTube video I saw, the guy thought he applied it in South Korea, he wasn't sure. You can't enter into a contract that has something illegal in it or that will do knowingly do you harm. The contract's null and void.
Yeah, so if it's unconstitutional, it's considered null and void.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so straight up. Things would have to change for this to happen. But
so let's. What if it is a? I guess this is probably a bad example. Well, maybe if it's like terminally ill people who are still functional, know they're going to die. What if you know? What if they just want to decide to end it? You know.
We get or what
if they could
now.
Play? What if they could play for their families? Like, what if they're because right. you're like you're going to die in 3 months, but if you win the game. Your family gets $20 million.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now and you're dead 3 months anyways.
I mean, I like to think these, or I would, what would realistically would probably happen is those people's families would be like, no, don't do this. We'd rather have 3 months with you than $20 million. No, no, no.
I'm sure some families, sadly, would be like, no, get the fuck in there. I want a Gucci sweatshirt.
Piece of shit. You never did nothing for me.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Least you could do is go die for a chance to make some money.
Yeah. You're just dying. Oh, we're just drowning in hospital bills. Just got there and die. This, Jesus. God. Like either way, I mean, they're you know, if you're doing it for your family, if you died in the first round, well, they wouldn't be paying, you know, for your medicine any longer or medical bills.
Oh, that's actually no. So I'm gonna give away one plot. It ties in perfectly with what you just said. This is a plot point, but it's so minor, it's inconsequential. So at one point, a lot of people die. Shocker. Okay, a lot of people die, and everybody's freaking out because now it's apparent that if you lose the game, you die. I don't know what they thought eliminated meant, but okay, lose the game.
So wait, hold up. Is this not televised where everybody knows how the game works?
No, it's not televised. No.
Then who the fuck is watching? Why are they doing it?
A very perverted dude in a mask.
He pays for the whole thing for his singular enjoyment and makes no money off of it.
That's not important. That's not important. Hold on. So
okay.
There's a bunch of people die. Everybody's freaked out, right? And everybody seems to be on the same page of willing to quit. Because like we've said, Ethan and I have said so far, you're allowed to quit. So everyone seems to be in agreement. And then the game organizer, or not the organizer, but like a spokesperson, is like, if you know, that's great. You guys can quit. We're not going to hurt you. You can go home. Everyone that's died, their families will receive 100 million won as a bereavement. It'll be sent to them anonymously, which I think that's like $100,000 American or something. It'll be sent to them anonymously. You guys will go home. And then this bitch goes, well, what do we get? And the guy's like, nothing. You didn't complete the games. You don't get anything. But don't worry, the people who died, their families will get the bereavement. It will help them immensely. You guys go back to your lives unharmed. And instantly you see the change in all these people. And they're like, well, that's not fair. Why do they get something? The greed kicks in immediately. Even though they just watched these people die pretty horrifically, mind you. They're
jealous
they cannot...
of the person that got blown to smithereens.
Yes, they're jealous their family is going to get money. And they're not going to get any.
Jealous that I didn't die.
Right, that's what's so fucked up about it. It's insane. It's insane to me, and I think it's insane because I think I could see that happening.
That's exactly how people would be.
If you die, does your family get that money, or is
that's no? They explicitly
or is
said
it
that
only for that. Oh, really?
Yeah, they did. They made a point of saying that.
Okay.
If you die, well, so the. That only happens if there's not a winner, right? Because the winner, like you said earlier, winner takes all. The reason they say this up front is because everyone's willing to quit because everybody's scared. Everyone's going to walk away. And they say, well, okay, in that case, the pot will be split between the dead families. We'll each get 100 million won. And then they get upset. So conceivably, if the game went on and no one won, like everyone died, assuming the game organizer sticks by their word, which we won't know because it's not addressed, assuming they stick by their word, all the families would get bereavement money.
All right. So. They didn't stick to it. Like, oh, so
about how many people show up for a series of games?
456, I think you said, right? It's very precise.
Oh, 456, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And everybody's numbered. So you know who number one is and who the last person is.
And they make a point of embarrassing people at some, like people that kind of try to take the moral high ground and like accuse the game organizers of XYZ, right? They like, there's one point where they click on a video feed and they start giving this guy's rap sheet and saying all the fucked up things he does and his family's name and where he lives and his like just belittling him to show that, yeah, we're fucked up, but you're here. This person, at least, you're here and you're no better than we are.
You're also fucked up.
Right. So it's very apparent they've done immense research on these people somehow. Like they know everything about them.
Yeah. Yeah. They shop. They shop around for sure. They found the right candidates to make they assume that they want a good makeup. You know what I mean? Like you said earlier, there was a gang member.
Like yeah, there's a Yakuza. It's not Yakuza because that's Japanese, but what the fuck ever. Whatever it is in South Korea, same idea.
Easy now.
Easy. No. I mean, we were just making fun of Hispanic people.
I think it's okay.
I think they study everybody quite extensively because they want a good game. They want a good makeup of people that have different backgrounds, different needs, different reasons to get the money. So it's almost like a Big Brother. If everybody was killed.
So, I mean,
that'd be more entertaining for Big Brother. I just want to trademark that idea.
Much better show.
Let's leave the plot for a second because I know we want to talk about this, but I don't want to go too deep into it because I don't want to have something ruined for me and Diaz hasn't watched it. Yeah, so let's get away from the plot and talk about in real life application. Because I stand by what I said a few minutes ago. I think that I'm not saying it's going to be applied tomorrow. I'm not trying to be funny or dystopian, but compared to, like, you use the example, the Hunger Games, or something like Saw, which that's different. That's not really a game, quote unquote, even though that's his tagline.
I mean, I think I could just play a game.
I think Squid Game, I think the premise could be done. Like, not now, and I mean, hopefully not in my lifetime, but I find it more believable simply because, like we've said, it's voluntary. You're not abducted. You're not taken into it. You're allowed to leave. It's your own greed or stupidity that keep you there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's if they were allowed. I mean, I still think you would have to make some pretty fundamental changes to law in whatever country did it, because you would have to allow contracts to exist. Like in the U.S., a contract would have to be valid, even if it's signed for something illegal. You would have to allow this death. But I don't know. I mean, should we? Would we as a society, would we want that? Again, it has to be completely voluntary. If it's if it's voluntary and these people can walk away whenever, who are we to say that they shouldn't do it?
I think we'll get to the involuntary route first.
Oh, okay. So you think we're going to have a Squid Game, but you're just abducted and put in the pit?
Yeah, hell yeah. I think that's more likely than the... we'll just let people do it if they want to. I think it's more, I mean, there's precedence for what I'm talking about. There's no precedence for letting people do it voluntarily. They can leave whenever they want. No, hell no. We just round them up, put them in a fucking coliseum, and let them make them fight the lions.
Right.
For our entertainment. That's happened before.
But that's hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So do we think it would happen again now?
It's the same. It's just humans being humans. We love violence.
I would say, so here's my counterpoint. You're probably going to be disgusted by it, but if it's involuntary, it's for, we'll say prisoners. I'm going to keep it simple, right? We'll say involuntary. We'll pretend it's prisoners, whether it's criminal, political, whatever. Voluntary, though, Pepsi could sponsor it. And maybe you do televise it. I mean, maybe you don't have to follow the plot of what we're talking about on Netflix.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe if it's voluntary, and again, we'd have to make some fundamental changes to our laws to allow these contracts to be valid. But if people are allowed to sign it, Oh, sure. Yeah, sorry. XYZ country. It doesn't have to be America. Wherever.
Yeah, go
It
do it
has to
out
be
there in
like
international waters, maritime law, all that good stuff.
piracy. All right.
Epstein's Island.
There you
Yeah.
go. Just
So, I mean,
go ham on it.
that's why I see the voluntary route happening, because I think that if it was made legal and there was no, I mean, some, I don't think Pepsi would be the first one, because you would have to get over the PR nightmare, right? They wouldn't want to be the first ones to test the waters.
Right,
But
yeah.
smaller companies, if it
We
was
all know it'd be
voluntary,
Raid Shadow Legends.
oh my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the camera pans to a guy gurgling up blood, and you hear a voice saying, "Raid Shadow Legends installed now. Get an exclusive skin."
Death Rattle bleed you by Raid Shadow Legends.
The guy's like begging for his wife. He's like, "I love you," and it's Raid Shadow Legends.
The light goes out in his eyes.
Oh,
Jesus.
background music supplied by Rob Zombie.
Dracula fires up.
No, it'd be Monster Cat, the royalty-free dubstep that everybody uses. Oh, Jesus. I'm so, whoever's listening to this, I'm sorry. We're just clipping, laughing at our own jokes. Oh, Jesus.
So okay. Now, the reason that it, all right, there are a couple ways you could look at it. One, you could think about it as we're humans and we're brutal and we can be pieces of shit. Or you could look at it kind of, I mean, so take the people in the game, the Squid Game, for instance, right? They're all destitute. They all fucked up. Maybe the cards were stacked against them from the get-go. Maybe they just are, I mean, the world is, it's a cruel place, right? How much worse is it playing the game than it would be just to play out life?
So are you saying if I'm understanding what you're saying, if you're that far in debt, whether it's your fault or not, it doesn't matter. Bad luck or you're stupid. Like, are you asking if I was in that situation, would I try to climb back out or would I roll the dice with something like this?
Right.
I think
Would you
it
gamble?
depends.
Would you
I
risk
mean,
it
it
all?
the answer the lame answer is it depends. If I'm like if we're talking, I'm bottom of the barrel. So. But let's use my wife's left me. My family just disowned me. None of my friends will talk to me. I'm millions in debt. I have nothing. I don't know, man. I mean, it's easy to armchair quarterback it. If I'm trying to be serious and answer the question, I don't know. I think if it's truly that destitute, maybe. I think you get to a point where if you feel that hopeless and you've tried to climb out for months or years, you have no you think no one cares about you. Maybe no one does care about you. I mean, what do you have left to lose at that point? You could
Right.
conceivably win, get a bunch of money, and make a new life for yourself.
I mean, well, we got people signing up to go to Mars, and it's very explicit. This is a one-way trip. You're not coming back. And dude, it filled up.
Nope.
It filled up. There's a
How
lot of
many of
people
those how
who's
many of those people
who
would go through with it though, you think?
that's a good question. How
That's a
many,
good question.
you talking shit, you want to go to Mars, huh? Okay, well, let's go. Everybody go, well, wait a minute now.
Well, actually, Tuesday's not good for me. If we can push it back,
No.
maybe.
How far is it?
Oh, I don't have enough socks.
I was supposed to get my hair cut. Yeah.
No, you have a good point though. I mean, that's a more real world and grounded example than Squid Game, is you have people that are being told, like, the only reason to go there is if you truly believe in science and want to advance it, or you just want to experience something. And you're okay with throwing your life away. Like, you either don't have a family or you're okay with never seeing them again. And then you have to think about their emotional impact too, right? Like, if you
Right.
have a wife and kids, conceivably you love them and you care about them. So not only
Right.
are you not going to see them, but you're leaving them. They are never going to see you again.
Nope.
So
Pretty
I guess
selfish at that point.
a big driving factor for me would be how do I feel about failure? Because in the game, you get one chance to fail.
Right.
Life, you get as many chances, as long as that one failure doesn't end your life, then you'll get more chances to fail,
Right. Life is a sliding scale of
You
failure.
can
In
always
Squid
pick
Game,
up
it's
and
absolute.
you can always pick up and try again, pick up the pieces and try to put it back together.
Are you singing a song right now? Or
no, I'm not singing.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Try again.
Pick up your pieces. Try again. It goes something like that.
Legit, don't know. I whipped it. I'm sorry.
if Toby Keith was singing it, that's what it sounded like. But yeah. So I guess the question for me is, you know, do the people playing the game, do they have a better shot in the game than they do in real life?
Definitely.
I think some of those people did. Yeah. So yeah. Using the example of the show, I literally think some of those people had a better shot in the game, even the ones that died, maybe. And I think you could find people in real life that have, you know.
Oh, hell, I know people like that.
Yeah, they've fucked up so many times that they've pushed everyone away. They've eliminated every chance they've had, and no one's willing to give them a chance. And, you know, there is always, you know, I keep using the word chance. I need to think of a better word. There is always the chance that they roll a 20, and in 10 or 15 years, they somehow make something of themselves. But statistically, that's rare. It's very rare. So, I mean, at least if you go in the game and you manage to get lucky, you can win all this money.
At that point, you know, I don't know. Do you play the lotto? Do you try to be an inventor? Do you try to, I don't know. It just seems like there's, I don't know. It feels like it's people who've lost hope. And that, it feels like that's kind of the theme of it. It's like we're preying on the people that have lost hope. And we're going to exacerbate it by, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here is. We're going to exacerbate it by making a hopeless society. Oh, you know, we're going to make that more and more hopeless to get more and more people to play our game and to.
So you think if we set up the game, it becomes a reality, whatever.
Yeah.
And the game is obviously going to be immensely popular.
Yeah.
It becomes so popular that, you know, I guess the ruling, quote unquote, ruling class is, you know, making people more downtrodden.
Yes.
In order.
It becomes conducive.
Yeah.
To perpetuating the game.
Yeah.
To make society more and more hopeless.
What you're saying is. Going back to the show for a second, not talking about the plot, but there are some not so thinly veiled allegories, as in they're hitting you over the head with it the entire time.
They're beating you to death with capitalism or something. Yes.
Well, no, yeah. not straight up, not just that, not capitalism specifically, but the cycle of these people are destitute. And again, it doesn't hide that a lot of them are its own fault. It doesn't try to make excuses for them. If these people have repeatedly fucked themselves, but it dangles the carrot of you can walk away at any time. And yes, you can, but can you though? Because if you walk away, you're not going to die in this game. Too. Exactly. So there's plenty of metaphor to that to real life. It's like, oh, I'm in a bad situation here. I'm working this dead end job and I lost my family and I'm working 80 hours a week and I'm doing this, and your employer, if you told them that, would say, well, you can leave. Go ahead, I'm not stopping you can leave. And it's a false choice. I think it's not a logical fallacy. It's not that, but it's another type of symbolism coercion. And I think it is,
it's a type of coercion.
Is that what, well, it's, there's something literally called false choice, and it's like a false mechanism dichotomy. Okay, that's probably what I'm thinking of. Okay, yeah, so it's, yeah, I have a choice, but it's like, I mean, to oversimplify it, it's like, I'm going to shoot you in the head. Oh, well, don't do that. Okay, I'm going to shoot you in the stomach. It's like, well, what the fuck kind of choice is that? Well, you have a choice. It's like, but.
That's true, but, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so. it's like Lord of the Rings when Thorin Oakenshield said, you know, we came to you, we didn't have nothing. What choice did we have but to barter our inheritance for knives and rags? It's like, you know, what was I supposed to do? You had a knife to my throat. And of course, I'll give you, you know, $14 gorillion. Yeah, sure. Why not? Because I don't want to die. I don't want to freeze to death. Right. Yeah, of course. Whatever. Yeah, I didn't really have a choice, but allegedly a choice was made.
I don't know.
So who would be putting the gun to their head at this point? The world, life. Society, life.
Suffering. Yeah.
The bottom world. Text, we live in a society.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Right. You being the... I don't think it's any mystery that you're a conspiracy theorist. I am as well.
Oh, hell. Where are we going with this one?
Don't you think we're doing that part already?
Which part?
The false choice? I definitely think we're doing that already.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, we're getting into, like, determinism?
Yeah.
No, well, we don't have to get that deep with it.
Well, sure, we don't, but...
Well, so let's use a canned example, right? Let's do the, and I'm not making a statement here, blah, 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 lawyer mode, disclaimer, it's not the thoughts of my employer, etc. But if we, so...
He works for Hooters.
Oh, right, yeah, I work for McDonald's. So you want to get a house, right? And we're simplifying. We have to all be willing to agree. I'm going to overly simplify all this because we have to. I'm just speaking in generalizations. So you want to get a house, right? You have a job and you want to get a house. There is very little chance you're going to buy that house with cash. I'm excluding any inheritances.
Almost
you haven't
zero.
Saved
yes,
for
sir.
20 years. Yeah. You can't. You have to get a loan, right? You have to.
Yes, sir.
So you're set up in a system where you have a choice. You don't have to get a loan. You can sit in an apartment your entire life. You can rent something your entire life. You can live in your car your entire life. You do not have to get this loan. But do you really have a choice if you want to, let's say, work towards something, or you need space for a family, or you want to plan for a family? A lot of reasons. You do have a choice. No one is holding a literal gun to your head and making you go get a mortgage from Wells Fargo.
We're just really going to make it extremely uncomfortable for you.
Yes, exactly.
If you go the opposite route.
We're going to incentivize. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
The entire thing has been structured to incentivize this direction. You don't have to do it.
Right. And so you
do, man, it's going to be so much easier on you. But if you don't, it's going to be kind of miserable. And your family's probably going to hate you. And, you know, your parents are going to be ashamed of you. So on and so forth.
So you do that route, right? You do it. You get the loan.
Of course.
And everything's going great. And then you lose your job. And let's oversimplify. It is literally, you were a perfect employee. You're the employee that doesn't exist. You
did nothing wrong.
And the branch closes. You lose your job. Now, is the bank going to say, man, you were super good, Ethan. You did everything right. You know what? We're just going to forgive this loan. You keep that home.
Yeah, that's
and, you know, you just live there. No, they don't do that. Even though you were, like you said, not forced, but almost forced, extremely pressured into this route. And they expect you to fail. I'm not even trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I think they expect most people at some point, maybe not to default to the point of foreclosure, but to have problems, to need to refinance, to get behind so much in payments that your interest rate goes up. They expect this to happen, and they want it to happen.
But, Snow, what you don't understand is if you don't give these people loans that cannot pay them back, that just means you hate them.
I hate that. I
and
forgot.
You don't
I'm sorry.
Want them to have a part of the American dream. Right? So you should just give them a loan. It doesn't matter that they work at Walmart as a cashier making, I don't know, what are they making? $10 an hour now probably? Woo.
I think it's
you should give them a $400,000 loan.
Right. Mortgage is what, $2,000 a month?
Balloon.
They can definitely pay that.
Make sure it's a balloon, you know, balloon rate. So it goes up because you're going to get a raise. Walmart's going to give you 32 cents a year. Yeah. Give me that variable rate adjusted mortgage. Yeah, you know, I'm tracking you, man. It's a fucking, it's taking advantage of ignorant people for by and large. You really don't have to get me started on home loans because the whole thing is a shark. And I own a home. I'm on my second, and I don't have two houses. I'm on my second, you know, home that I've moved into. The whole thing is a fucking, it infuriates the shit out of me. If you want to make me go blind with rage, get me talking.
Are we not already there then? So
I don't think we're there.
No. So I'm not saying
Close.
I'm not saying we're Squid Game, but I'm saying we are in society. I think like I think this is where you were maybe going with it, Ethan, a few minutes ago before we kind of got on a tangent. We already have a lot of these choices built into our life. They're not to the extreme of you're on some game show playing children's games and you die or you win millions of dollars. It's not fairy tale land, but throughout your life, you have this illusion of choice. It's you can technically make a choice. It is not being forced upon you, but the choices are so heavily weighted that you only really have one. No matter if it's two choices or six choices or 50 choices, one of them is going to be so much more incentivized, like you were saying, the weighted, incentivized, whatever, that most people go that route. And I'm including myself in this. These kind of topic quickly gets the I'm 12 and this is deep shit. I'm not pretending like I'm the only
Lol.
person that's ever thought about this. This is not a complicated topic, and I fall victim to this. I mean, I make the same choices because I want things in society. I want things for myself and my family. And unfortunately, unless you're the mega rich, you have to play by the rules if you want those things.
Yeah.
That depressing. I killed everybody. Everybody
Jesus.
listening just had a fucking stroke.
Yeah, I'm just
I
sitting here
just
like,
I got pretty
yeah,
depressed.
he kind of right
Yeah.
though.
And just so our listeners know, this podcast is designed
Sponsored by Raid
for
Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends. And it is designed for 12-year-olds. So if we are
Target audience, 12 year
yes,
olds
our
with
target
mortgages.
is 12-year-olds. We're just preparing them for what's coming.
It's just, I don't know. I don't want to. Part of me is like, yeah, you're right. And then the other part of me is still the optimist, believe it or not. There is some optimism in my soul where it's like, yeah, well, you don't have to. And it's, I know, and I'm playing into the game a little bit here. You don't have to. It's not something you must do. No one's putting a gun in your head. You can think different.
No,
There are people who do
you
think
are true.
different.
Yeah.
And they do win out. They do. They are, I know people who they're like, no, man. I know, what was this thing? I read a story about this dude who lived, he worked construction and lived in just a fucking ghetto apartment for 12 years, but he saved every fucking penny. He saved every penny. He had $2.3 million in the bank after
Damn.
12 years.
Dude, that is fucking amazing.
Oh, it's unreal. It's unreal. But he lived in squalor and had nothing
The
for
fucking
12
banking
years.
industry would like to know your location. He's
Yeah.
got fucking SWAT teams
Yeah.
breaking
Oh,
down his house.
Greenblatt and Stein are on their way in my house. But it makes you sick because it's like, man, you think about 12 years. All right. Once you become an adult, 18, to add 12. Sorry, we're at 30 years old. Yeah. We don't get but like 70s as males, give or take what, eight?
Yeah.
That's way more than 10% of your life.
Yep.
You just gotta suck it up and live in shit, and then you can go live, however you want. It's like, what is this?
Well, see, I think the
What's this
argument you're making
game?
now, so this is the argument I feel like, and I don't want to derail us. This is like eight podcasts if we went this way. But the argument you're making is the argument that I feel like people that say they hate capitalism, I feel like more of their core of their argument, not the people that are just yelling. I'm talking about people that genuinely want to have a debate about it. I feel like the core of their argument is better expressed how you're expressing it. Instead, they kind of get trapped up in the capitalism bad, socialism great, or whatever. It doesn't have to be socialism. XYZ is better. It will
Your
fix all the
ism.
wrongs. Right. And it's not the case. But if they talked about it or maybe examined it, how you put forward, tried to be more middle of the ground, which everyone hates, fucking fence riders. But tried to look at it as
Right.
though you can work in this system, but it's so weighted against you that, like you said, this guy's, what, one in a million? No one does this. This
Yeah.
guy's
I
unheard
mean,
of.
it's exceptional. That's why, I remembered it because, wow, that's exceptional. No
Yeah.
one does that. But
But
this guy
to your
did.
point, though, I know you're saying you're being an optimist, but you are right. If you're willing to go against the pressure of society, I guess, or expectations, And you know, if you're willing to, I mean, if you have a wife or husband that's willing to do that with you, great. But you have to probably be willing to not have a significant other who's willing to do that.
So
So if you're
yeah,
willing to
that's a
push
great
that,
point. You get to put off you got to put off having an SO for
right?
maybe 10, 12 years, 13 years.
Because
So now
it's
you're in your 30s. You're well
yep.
past your the prime of your childbearing years, right? Because you're mid late 20s. That's the best time to have kids, allegedly, you know, whatever. Say what you want about biology. You get in your 30s and that's when you start having kids. It's like, well, yeah, that's great, but you know, whenever they're 15, you're going to be almost 50 and that's going to feel weird.
So
Whenever
you
they're
forsake.
25, you're going to be 60. And it's like, yeah, do the math. Watch,
Yeah.
you know, watch it scale up. And so you've sacrificed all of that to not be a slave to debt, to not be a
Well,
slave
and
to.
it's such a small thing. You've sacrificed all of that and all you've really gained. So I understand it's immense, but I want to try and put it in perspective. All you've really gained is something that, if we tried to be humane to each other, should almost be the default. You've sacrificed all this to only gain the ability to not be in debt the rest of your life and have
Right.
creditors try to ruin you at every turn. You've
Right.
not sacrificed all this to become king of the world or to cure cancer or to
Yeah.
be the first person to go to Mars. You've sacrificed all this so fucking Bank of America can't foreclose on your home when you're fired from your job. Like it seems like such a shitty payout for all you've sacrificed and put in. And yeah, don't get me wrong, I understand it would be great to be able to do that. You're debt-free, you're in financial control of your life, which is immense. But don't
Yeah.
you think the payout's kind of skewed? Like we're talking about how much you're giving up for such a
Oh,
big portion
100%.
of the prime of your
Yeah,
life, and that's all
absolutely
you get?
skewed. Right. You get to not be harassed and degraded by debt collectors and you know, waiting, you know, under the stress of waiting for something, the other shoe to drop, so to speak, and everything taken away from you just because I got 6 months behind on my mortgage. I lost it all.
Damn.
Doesn't matter you had $80,000 of equity wrapped up in that. No, they went ahead and swooped that up too. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just.
It make your blood boil, man. It make me want to, you know, go light the torches. Well, I shouldn't say that. You know, have trials and litigate, and some people need to see some gallows, in my opinion. But that's the opinion of D.
I think the better scenario is if okay, so let's say it's like a gladiator type thing, right? But it's not just the poor people. Let's do the rich people too. I
Uh-oh.
think
So
it sh I
are
think it
you
should
saying
be
like an unbiased lottery?
an unbiased lottery.
Oh.
Hmm.
I
I'm
think that
behind
wouldn't
that.
happen. I think
Give it a
that wouldn't
try.
happen because the rich people would buy their way out of it, but I would like to
Sure.
see it
Literally what
happen.
happened.
I know. God.
Remember in Vietnam? There was a lotto.
Oh,
Or,
right.
I don't know, it wasn't a lotto. What did they call it? Was
There
it
was a
called a
draft.
lotto?
What do you mean?
I mean, there was a
I think
draft, but there. No, it was a draft. You're right. But there was a way. They had a way of snatching young men up for it. I can't remember
Maybe
what
it
it
was a
was.
draft lottery, because isn't there a way where you draft, like the draft is that you put your name in, but then you're rolled in a lottery and pulled out? No, that's just how a normal draft works.
Yeah,
Because
it's
drafts are
normal.
supposed to be randomized, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a war. It was what was it, a war draft lottery? I'm Googling around now. I'm sorry if I'm
So
making
are
noise.
drafts truly random? Small tangent. Like is it nowadays, is it literally a if we, I know we don't have one. I understand we're not under a draft in America right now, but let's pretend we did. Is it like a computer that spits out, like everybody registers and a computer rolls your number and you're drafted? Like, how do they do it? Is there a weighted system behind it? I guess, yeah, well, there is because it's based on age, right? It's
Weighted,
based on sex, age, what
Probably
you do for a
welded.
career, too, right?
Yeah, whether you were in college or not,
Yeah.
you could get a stay if you were in school.
Which kind of
It
seems
was all
fucked up if you think about it. You're kind of incentivizing, you're kind of in a roundabout way going, if you're poor or uneducated, we are going to meat shield your ass to the nearest country.
You reckon there's a
Right.
reason why all our parents are like, you better go to college.
Get your ass to school,
Yep.
boy.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, they were threatened with war or college.
Imagine living through that and you have a child and you are desperately trying to convince them to go to college and they're like, whatever, mom, whatever, dad. Oof. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you're just like, no wonder
the hippie movement occurred. I mean, seriously, I don't, you know, I'm not a hippie, and I won't defend them really, but I can totally understand why they came about, because it's just like, what the fuck is, you know, why? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What is the point?
Yeah.
Well, the sad thing is, you can think about that too. Now it's the reason I would argue we don't have a hippie. I understand there are still hippies, but the reason we don't have a huge movement right now for that is because it's been so normalized. Like, the hippie movement happened back then because it was, like you said, it was kind of shock and awe in a way. They were like, how did this happen? We're tired of this. This is unheard of. This can't continue. And so a huge movement sprung out of it. I would argue now, in that way at least, things are worse as far as normalizing violence or the military, whatever. It doesn't matter, XYZ. But there's no counterculture movement to it because it's fucking... Yeah, the Mick, yeah. Military-industrial complex. But there's no counter-movement to it because it's normal. It's just what we... Right. It's just fucking Monday.
Right.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I hate to say that, but it's true. If there is any counter to it... Okay. Maybe I shouldn't bring this up. We can certainly go down a path with this conversation. That could take us back to censorship and right and left and getting into politics. And
so I took us off. I apologize. Let's finish the thought you had about. So if you did have a game like this, we'll cap off the night and circle up our conversation. If you did have a game like this that you could do, and you made it to where it was rich and poor, how do you think that would affect the structure of the game? So it doesn't matter if we're talking a game for money where death is involved, with it, whether it's the Squid Game approach or Hunger Games approach or Gladiator where you're dropped in a ring, but you're not allowed to buy your way out. So imagine somehow something impartial selects the people. So there's just as much chance as Bill Gates is selected as the poorest person in New York City right now. How do you think that would change both the perception of the game and how it would play out? Like, would more people watch it? Would less people watch it?
It would make it wildly popular, more popular. If it was truly understood that there is no buying your way out, if no matter who you are, you can get soaked up into it. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. It would be insanely popular.
Well, it'd be fun till it was you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Agree. As anything like that goes, it's cool till it's your ass that gets pulled up into it. And it's like, not so cool no more.
I think that actually just with how how I think people are, having people in there that are destitute and have a choice would make it much more popular, because then people could watch it in the safety of their homes and think to themselves, that's not going to be me. So I'm going to sit back and enjoy watching these other people die.
Yeah. Do you think it would be more popular if it was mostly poor people as opposed to rich people? Is that what you're saying? I want to make sure I understood you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think
it would be more popular amongst rich people, but not poor people. No, they would see it as a... an insult.
I think it would have an interesting... I almost wonder if it would have an interesting effect on ambition in the general sense. So, I'm being serious for a second, right? So, because one of the reasons that people, some people at least, want to become rich and powerful is you know that you become immune to a lot of things. Like, Mother Nature may still get your ass. You still get cancer and die. You still get hit by a strike of lightning. But you can buy your way out of a lot of societal problems. And if you know that there's a system like this where you have no hope of escaping, it is truly an unbiased system, and the righteous hand of Squid Game comes down and plucks your ass up, even though you're worth $6.9 trillion, it does not care.
So worth it.
Right. So do you think it would disincentivize? Do you think that would disincentivize people for trying to become ultra rich?
I think I agreed with this. It would continue to overwhelm our senses.
Really? I get what you're saying, Snow, and that's an interesting point and something I hadn't thought about when I brought that up. Right. That doesn't really matter what happens. Yeah, it doesn't matter what happens.
You may get soaked up in the game and just die. Oh, well.
That's right. Yeah, so yep. Why even try?
But the fact is, but that's life anyway. You're just going to fucking die anyway. Oh, and sure, that doesn't stop us.
Yeah.
No, it
yeah.
doesn't. I don't know that it would stop everyone. I wonder how many... You have to assume there are some people out there who become rich because they... I mean, sure, everybody wants money, but they want power. Like, that's the thing we keep hearing, right? The ultra-rich... Because it's kind of ironic in a way. This is a tangent, but when you become ultra rich, a lot of times you stop paying for things. You're given things. You're ultra right. rich, but you're given things because people want to curry favor with you. They want you right. to promote their product. Even though right. you can afford it, you don't even spend a dime on it. But you have power, and that's what people want with the money. The money is a way to exert power.
It's so interesting the way you described it, because kind of what you're describing is kind of a deity in a way. It's like this. There's this thing that's going to pluck you out of your existence, wherever you are, doesn't matter where, and boom, oh, I got you.
Yep, your number's right? up, baby.
And I'm throwing you into the shit. Boom! just yeets your ass down in there, and now you're down there with everybody else. Good luck. Yep. Maybe you don't die. Right? That's kind of like Deus Ex Machina, right?
Yeah. That waiter, that 6-foot-tall... 285 pounds of pure muscle waiter that you didn't tip last week.
He remembers you.
Yeah, he's in there.
He remembers your ass. You told him to get a real job.
that's an interesting point too, because what if it's a PvP game and you are the mega rich guy that gets put in there?
Oh, so
it's
you not are a point so game. Dumb.
You're dead.
You are so done.
You're dead.
I think it'd be one of the. Well, I think it'd be one of two extremes. You either die first or everyone tries to protect you because they want you to pay them.
Ooh. Right? Now we're getting interesting.
Oh, you could buy your way out of it. If you just let me live. Ooh. Just let me live.
Ah.
Oh, man. There'll be somebody that's like, no, fuck that. You thought you was too good? No, you're out of here, baby. If it kills me, I'm taking you with me. Somebody will be that guy. Somebody will do it.
I've changed my mind. It would be wildly more popular if it was rich and poor people.
Hell,
I've changed
my
mind completely because I'm behind this 100%. Even if I have to be the one that dies for this, I'm willing to sacrifice.
Yeah, there with Bill Gates.
For the greater
it's like, I don't even that care. Is, yeah. I don't even care. He's not That's, making it out of this motherfucker.
That is ultimately the greater good, in my opinion. You know?
I would just like to clarify for the lawyers out there, by Bill Gates, we mean a hypothetical person that lives on Mercury, not the owner, former owner of Microsoft, or any person, any likeness living.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Bill Gatto.
Gates, that guy lives, down the street from me. He's got more money.
Yeah. Just...
Jerk.
Man, this has been a ride tonight. That was a filling entree of calamari, but you say so myself.
Fucking stupid.
Oh fuck.
Oh Lord, I'm good.
One star reviews, everybody frantically clicking their phone. Fuck you.
You son of a bitch, your stupid squid jokes.
How long have you been waiting to say that? Or did you just come up with that?
I just came up with it.
Man.
Just now. Well, we talked about at the beginning. At the beginning of it, we were talking about jokes about Squid Game, calamari, whatever. And I was like, I got to tie this up in a bow. We got to bring this home.
Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. So thanks for listening in to everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. You can find us on YouTube. Find us on Twitter, Chode House Podcast. Instagram, whatever.
I'm sure we'll make TikToks eventually. Just look for us on any of the flavor of the week social media.
Yeah.
You will find a name and no presence, I'm sure.
Yeah. No presence whatsoever. Yeah. I set up accounts, but I don't post anything. So if
we just squat on the accounts.
Yeah, we're just squatting. I just didn't want somebody to take my fucking name.
All right, that was fun, guys. Been nice talking to you. See you next week.
Yeah, good night.
Later.